Welcome to Brown Girls and Mental Health Podcast, where we persist relentlessly towards our healing, where we have the tough conversations with love, laugh through the pain, and dig deep. Come on in the room. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of Brown Girls and Mental Health Podcast. I'm so happy to be back this week. We took a little short break last week. I was going through it. I think y'all can tell by episode 3 that I was going through it. But God is good. We got some things in order. I took some of my own advice. Got back on that medicine, okay? Talked to Jesus. Talked to some friends. And I'm feeling a lot better. That episode was very honest, and I think that that's necessary to be out in the world. Because I've considered deleting it. But it needs to be out in the world. If you don't know what I'm talking about, last episode we discussed your mountain moving power. The power that you need to move mountains is within you. And I got into detail about my specific mountain. So if that's something you want to hear, you got to go back to episode 3. Today we are talking about friendship breakups, because friends break up too. And friendship breakups feel like breakups. So today I want to talk about what that looks like when you are trying to be emotionally mature, right? So a lot of us have gone through some changes in the past couple of years, and we're working on ourselves, and we are setting our boundaries, and we're going to therapy, right? We're doing all these things. And so our friendships have changed. But how do you manage breaking up with a friend when you realize that the friendship doesn't serve you where you are now? So I can say for sure that Tierra, 10 years ago, broke up with a friend much differently than the Tierra of today, right? And so that's what I want to talk about today. Like, how do we take those things that we've learned and apply them to breaking up with a friend? So let's start by talking about, like, the catalyst for these different friendship transitions, right? A lot of times what causes friendships to change or to shift is a big transition in somebody's life. So it can be one party or the other. Somebody got married, somebody had a baby, somebody started a new job, right? So we're used to what the friendship was, and then the dynamic shifts. And sometimes the shift is not manageable for both parties. And that's okay. It's okay for friends to break up. But in our emotionally mature era, right? That's where we are now. Emotionally mature. We're working on ourselves. It really does matter how you go about doing it. So I want to talk about two different versions of friendship breakups that I've experienced personally, and how I managed the first one 10 years ago when I was young, not emotionally mature, versus now. And not to say that now was perfect, but I definitely know that my most recent friendship breakup felt much more peaceful and less harmful for both parties. So let me take you back to 24-year-old Tierra, right? 24-year-old Tierra, I had made this friend at work. I was a teacher at the time. I made a friend at work. She was about 10 years older than me, but she took great care of me. Like, I had just found out that I was pregnant, and she would make sure that I ate. And she was really great with the kids at the school that we taught at. And we really clicked. She had a daughter that was about 4 or 5 years old. We would go to each other's houses. Like, we was really kicking it. We was having a good time. Once I had my baby, she was there for me. She was supportive. And I tried to do the same for her when it came to her marriage and different things that she was dealing with. So it was a mutualistic relationship. And we were both having a good time. And that's an important piece of a friendship that's gonna work out. I also want to add that a lot of our conversation, a lot of our the way that we clicked was talking about the horrible conditions that we were in working at this school that we were working at. And so some time passed and I made a decision to quit this job. So hard pause right there. Remember, what connected us in the first place was this mutualistic experience we were having about working at a job that sucked. So you can probably guess how this goes down. We continue trying to be friends. The conversation, for me, I'm ready for the conversation to shift because I'm not in that place anymore, right? But she's still there. And so, of course, that's what she wants to talk about. But you could just tell it was getting kind of rickety because things had changed. And like we talked about, a lot of times friendship transitions come when something in somebody's life changes. So I can admit I'm the one who changed. But again, it's okay to change. Sometimes the friendship does not shift with you. And that was the case in this particular friendship. She ended up staying at that job for a couple of more years. But when it came time, like, we were trying to figure out, like, are we going to do this? Are we not going to do this? I ended up having a dream. And in my dream, I was going to go catch a flight. And she was standing at the gate and she was trying to, like, talk to me. And I'm like, I'm going to miss my flight. And she was like, no, stay here. And I ended up having to leave, like, in the middle of her conversation to go catch my flight, because I was like, if I stay here talking to you, my plane is going to leave me. So I went and got on the plane. And when I woke up from that dream, it was just so apparent to me that it was time to move on from this friendship. Basically, the dream represented to me, like, if you stay here, you're gonna miss what's next for you. Like, you're trying to get on this plane, you're trying to soar, you're trying to move on, find a new job, whatever the case may be. And if you stay here talking about this same thing, you're gonna miss this next opportunity. You're gonna miss what's next for you. And I decided that day, I was like, okay, we're not gonna be friends anymore. But the piece that's missing is the communication, right? So I just started acting different, and that is so trifling, right? I knew this friendship was over, but instead of having a conversation with her, I just got kind of distant. Like, I didn't really want to talk on the phone. I didn't really want to meet up. Like, I just start acting funny, and that's not right. That's not the way to go about it. Granted, I wasn't wrong for wanting to move on from the friendship. I was wrong for not opening my mouth and talking about what it is that I was feeling or my desire to move on from the friendship. So this left my friend feeling kind of isolated and iced out. And she was a very feeling person, and so she could feel that. And so whereas I was kind of dragging it along, she just stopped answering the phone. And in my young, immature mind, I'm like, she just cut me off. There is no reason to do that, you know. But in hindsight, like, it really was my fault. I was the one who was acting different, and she felt it. And so she made a choice. She set a boundary for herself, and she just didn't answer the phone anymore. Now, granted, thankfully, we were able to have this conversation in the last couple of months. I think we connected on LinkedIn or something like that. And we were able to talk about the end of this friendship. And I was able to apologize for the way that I responded to this shift that had taken place between us. And she was really grateful. She said it was really painful to her. And that's just not something that I was considering at the time. Now, fast forward, and I'm not gonna go into as much detail about my most recent friendship breakup, because that was my girl for a long time. Like, we met in high school, you know, we were friends for a long time. But what I want to focus on is the way that I went about ending this friendship versus the immature way that I went about it when I was 24, right? So I had been feeling some disconnect in this friendship for quite some time. We both were going through some major shifts in our lives. And I could feel the difference for a long time. But, you know, having a friend for a long time, you really got to give some grace. So it wasn't like I felt like something changed and I was like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Right. So this is over a long period of time, just kind of analyzing, how do I feel when I talk to this person? Am I able to share high moments with this person without feeling like they feel some type of way? Those types of things. So I gave it some time, like a good year, right? Just trying to figure out what is actually going on here. So I would say this breakup happened over some time because initially we had a conversation and I let the person know how I was feeling, some of it. And they let me know how they were feeling. And we realized we both were kind of upset and contentious with each other and we hadn't really talked through it. So we talked through it and we tried continuing the friendship, but I realized that it just did not feel good. It still did not feel good to me. And so we got to a point where we had a really, really deep conversation. Like, I had to get to the nitty gritty of why I was feeling the way that I was feeling. And it wasn't just these major shifts that had happened in our lives, but I had to get down to it. I had to tell the truth, right? And that's one of the biggest parts of a more emotionally mature friendship breakup, is you have to give that person the respect of being honest with them. If you just walk away, you just don't say anything, ghosting people is a thing now. Like, I don't think that's right, and I don't think that's cool. So give them the respect of being honest with them. This is how I'm feeling about this friendship. I did not come to that right away. But after some time of trying to continue the friendship and realizing that it still didn't feel good to me, I had to let this person know, like, why this friendship does not feel good to me. So after that conversation, the person acknowledged, like, okay, I hear what you're saying. And we still tried, because this is a long friendship. I think like 15 years, something like that, we've been friends. And so it's not something you just want to walk away from. But after trying for a little while longer, I really had to sit with myself and say, I knew in my mind and in my heart that I wasn't going to be able to continue this friendship. So I had to make the decision to let this person know that that's how I was feeling. I knew that we were still trying, but like, my heart and mind had been made up. And so if I don't say anything to this person, then I drag them along, making them feel like we're going to get back to where we were. This friendship is going to continue. And the whole time I'm like not wanting to pick up the phone or not wanting to talk. And that's not fair to that person. But I think what I really had to sit with myself about was the fact that I was allowed to have what I wanted, right? So, you know, you deal with the guilt of like being the person who essentially breaks off this friendship. But I had to sit with the fact that I was allowed to have what I wanted, right? If I didn't feel like the relationship was serving me or serving us anymore, I'm allowed to no longer desire this friendship. So I let my friend know. I said, I have to be honest with you. I don't think that I can wholeheartedly continue this friendship. And y'all, her response was that she could tell, she could feel it, right? And so we maturely went our separate ways. She thanked me for being honest with her. And it just felt like the most mature friendship separation that I've ever had. And that did not make it not difficult. Like, we were in each other's weddings, you know, this is a friendship that we've had for a long time. And so there is still a grieving process, which I'll get into in a second, but I felt like it was much healthier than the first time. Was it perfect? I don't think perfection exists, especially in these types of situations, because I can't say that nobody was hurt in the long run, right? I can't speak for how she's feeling now or how she's managing it. I hope that she's well. I love her. I love her mom. I love her family. You know, like, we love each other. Our families are tied together. So it's challenging. It's very challenging. And there is for sure a grieving process, right? And I think there's this acknowledgement that's necessary in any type of breakup, that because you love someone or you love their family or you have lives that have been intertwined, like, that doesn't mean that the relationship has to continue. Like, I go back to my previous point, you're allowed to have what it is that you feel like you need. And if you feel like this relationship is no longer for you, you're allowed to end the friendship. Some key points that I want to hit, though. Respect the person enough to be honest with them. Acknowledge your part in the shift. Friendship breakups, any type of breakup, I don't feel like it's ever one person's fault. So it's not, you did this, you did this, you didn't do this, and that's why I don't want to be your friend anymore, right? I had to acknowledge where I went wrong, where I was selfish, where I didn't show up for her in the ways that she needed to. And that was all a part of our conversation prior to the end of the friendship. Give yourself grace. You won't do it perfectly. There is no such thing. And then lastly, allow yourself to grieve, because this person was at one point a big part of your life. Something may feel missing. There are several times throughout my week or throughout my day where something big will happen and I'll think to myself, like, wow, I miss my friend. But I think what you're really missing is the version of this friendship that existed in the past, you know, but it's a grieving process. It's really important not to hang on to something that's hurting you because it's what you're used to or what you've always done. Choose to do it differently. And take time. This part is really important. Take time to really decide, am I just upset about something that has happened and we need to talk about it? Or is this friendship over? Not addressing things that hurt you over time will lead to resentment. And resentment unspoken is unfair to both of you. You deserve to be heard, and they deserve to be aware of the offense that hurts you. If you're just harboring this offense and you're not speaking up, you're not saying anything, they don't even have the opportunity to correct it. And you want to be fair to yourself, but you also want to be fair to them. That's it, y'all. That's it for this episode. This was challenging. This was a tough conversation to have, but I think a very necessary one. Remember, you deserve good things. You deserve peaceful friendships. You deserve healthy relationships. You deserve all of those things. And they're coming to you if they're not here already. All right, y'all. That is it. Thank you so much for being with me today, for hopping back in the saddle. Is that appropriate? Is that what I'm trying to say? Hopping back in with me, you know. It's been a time, but I'm glad you guys were here. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. People have been listening from all over, and I am just so grateful. God is good. Share this with a friend. Share this with a loved one. And we're going up, y'all. Nothing but good things. I hope you have a great day and stay hopeful. Thank you so much for listening to Brown Girls and Mental Health Podcast. Please leave us a comment, a rating, and share this episode with a friend.